AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a sad day in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Two police officers were shot and killed.
One was 25. The other was 34. The 25-year-old officer had been on the force about a year. And it's my understanding the 34-year-old officer had only been on about 5 years.
Warren Strain is with the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. Three people are under arrest. Two are charged with capital murder. Hattiesburg Mayor Johnny Dupree says the shots were fired after a traffic stop.
This investigation, we're not going to compromise the investigation. We know that he called for backup for a reason, and we'll find that out.
The preliminary investigation indicated an officer pulled over the vehicle on suspicion of speeding and then called for backup. Parts of the Midwest could see severe weather today. Steve Corfitti is with the Storm Prediction Center.
We're expecting tornadoes today and through the early part of tonight in two main areas across parts of southeastern South Dakota and adjacent parts of northeast Nebraska, northwest Iowa, and perhaps southwest Minnesota.
There's also the chance of more severe weather in Oklahoma and Texas. One person was killed overnight in Texas. A tornado was reported today in South Dakota in Delmont, about 90 miles from Sioux Falls. In the Carolinas, Tropical Storm Anna has reached shore. David Zielinski at the National Hurricane Center says Anna is weakening, but it will still be wet today in the Carolinas.
Certainly anytime you have a landfall tropical system, you can have heavy rains. So in this case, we're only expecting about 2 to 4 inches, but you could see isolated areas getting up to 6 inches right along the coast.
A tropical storm warning has been canceled along the South Carolina coast. Former President Jimmy Carter has cut short an election observation visit in Guyana due to health reasons. Spokesman says the 90-year-old Carter is not feeling well. This is AP Radio News. Manny Pacquiao lost a big fight in the ring, but it could turn into a political victory back home in the Philippines. He is a Filipino congressman, which is a part-time job. The AP's Oliver Tevez reports Pacquiao may go beyond that.
There's now talk about him running for senator. Of course, there has been talk before of him running for president, but that won't be till 2022 when he is of age and when the presidential election would be held.
Pacquiao earned more than $100 million despite losing the fight of the century against Floyd Mayweather Jr. last weekend in Las Vegas. The man dubbed the John Stewart of Egypt is eyeing new projects as he leaves the Boston area. Bassam Youssef has been teaching satire at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. The heart surgeon turned satirist rocketed to fame following the 2011 Arab Spring Revolution as the host of a popular satire show. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.